Okay, we're continuing in Orchel Tzadikim. We're up to Sha'ar Lashon Hara, the 25th Sha'ar. Okay, Lashon Hara hu amasapir b'gnuso shel chavero. Lashon Hara is speaking negatively about your friend. Af al pi she'omer emes, even though you're saying the truth. Aval omer sheker nikum motzi shema. When you say something not true, that's not called Lashon Hara at all. That's something else. That's called motzi shema. Ba'al Lashon Hara zeh she'yoshev omer kach v'kach asaponi kach v'kach hayu avosav kach v'kach shemati lav. A Baal Lashon Hara person, that's what he does all day. This person did this wrong, his father did that wrong, this wrong about this person. Nah, a real yenta, telling everybody, you know, gossiping about everybody. A lot of course of Omer, very strong words, David HaMelech, Yachreis Hashem kol sifsei chalakos loshem medaberes gedolos. Hashem will cut off such a tongue. One who speaks Lashon Hara, it's as if he denied Hashem. Shneimar, Asher Amru Lishonir Nagbir Sifaseinu Itano Mi Adon Lan. Who's the master over us? The Baal Lashon Hara's mouth goes off and he fears no one, cares about no one. It's like he denies Hashem. He also does something terribly wrong to his friend. He speaks negatively in front of everybody about an individual. And he doesn't gain anything by it even. It's just stam entertainment. It's not, it doesn't even gain anything. It's more like that. Maybe he'll get there with the Baal Lashon Hara, they ask the snake. The lion kills its prey, but eats it, gets something out of it. The snake just bites it, puts in its poison, and kills it, but it doesn't gain anything out of it. So the snake is more an erchon, I believe. And the snake responds, oh, I'm no different than Baal Lashon Hara. He also gains nothing from it, and he kills people. Someone who's used to speaking Lashon Hara, takes the yoke of heaven off of him. He's sinning without any benefit. He's worse than the boil arayas involved in the gili arayas, because at least they're benefiting. They have a hana. They have a yitzah taiva. But over here, it's just there's no even benefit from it. There is no prikas all like Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is compared to the big three averes. That, I think, is based on the other pasuk had on top. Lashon medaberes gedolos. It's a wonderment that Lashon Hara will be compared to the big three. The alko achas and yahar v'yaver. All these three are yahar v'yaver. V'amru chamura avodazara. Avodazara is very serious. She called a kofri v'kamadu because. If you deny Avodah Zarah, it's like you agree to call it Torah Kula. On the other hand, the one who is a Mumar, who's Oyvid Avodah Zarah, it's Mumar to call it Torah Kula. He likes to keep no mitzvahs. Perhaps the reason is, he says, because the Baal Lashon Hara repeats his Avera. 10 times a day or more. 10 times probably be good in our generation. He keeps repeating that error. Aside from the damage he does to the person, just constant sinning. I feel a very kala, and even a quote unquote light, small avera. Because other over the kama pa'ami mean asis kedola. A small avera that's repeated becomes big. Even one single hair, which it's very soft, it's weak. You take enough hairs and put it together. You have a strong rope. So you have a small avera, light avera, and you compound it, blah, 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 blah. And then before you know it, the small become very big and heavy. Well, he's probably going to... Okay, that's... Seems, I don't know. That's if he's saying it's a vera kala. I don't know if he's saying that. He's saying even a small affair. Lashon Hara is not a small affair. When they say that Lashon Hara is compared to the big three, haperish over osun shalosh shaveras pam achas machmas rov hayetzer. It's a person who violates one of the big three. He violates the big three one time because the yetzer overcame him. It's not talking about the person who regularly violates the big three. So saying the Baal Lashon Hara, because he violates it constantly, is worse than someone who violates the Big Three, because the Big Three is, it's not someone who violates the Big Three consistently, it's someone who violates the Big Three once. V'od Baal Lashon Hara kasha lo la'asas tshuva, it's very hard to do tshuva. Kemen shu ba'al gebekach lima lashon daberah. The person gets used to speaking negatively about people, and it's very hard to stop. Like all bad habits. V'od achet kal be'enav, he thinks it's a small chet. Ki amar lo asisir ak dibar ba'am, I didn't do anything, all I did was say something. V'enos in lay, lo shu the rov ha'nezek shiyasa. And he doesn't pay any attention to do tshuva for the tremendous damage that he's caused. V'afilim yashuv, and even if he does tshuva, ain't tshuva so shlema, it's not a real tshuva. Ki ain't a maki godo chet, sharatze, he doesn't understand the severity of the chet. V'udar mechil amasa shidibar alim, he also needs to get forgiveness from those against whom he's spoken. He doesn't even know who he's spoken against. So when a person speaks against someone, first of all, he forgot even what he said. And because it's Lashon Hara, it's you do it and it's gone. There's not something you remember, you don't keep track. And Lashon Hara is very powerful, because you can speak against someone who's on the side of the world and cause him damage. And then you're embarrassed to go ask for mechila, you're embarrassed to tell him that you've wronged him and... Okay. Sometimes they speak negatively, not just about the person, but they question the validity of the family. And that can destroy generations. There's no mechila for that. Yerushalmi says that one who speaks against the validity of a Jewish family, that it's not a kosher family, whatever that may mean, ain't lo mechila olamis. Never any mechila. A person who is accustomed to speaking Lashon Hara also speaks against Hashem. There's nothing worse than speaking against Hashem. And the person who speaks Lashon Hara is also involved in speaking against Hashem, as you see from the pasuk. The our forefathers Avosenu in the Midbar challenged Hashem, tested Hashem 10 times. Uvakulam, with all the things that did wrong, lonechlam zardim ela al Lashon Hara. But in the end, their punishment was sealed because of the Lashon Hara by the Chet HaMeraglim. Shneamar im lo kasher dibaratem ba'oznai kein eselachem ba'omer ve'ishma Hashem eskol divrechem ve'ikta ve'ishova ve'in ator magina abali Lashon Hara. Even though Torah protects a person, it doesn't protect the Baal Lashon Hara. Even though he's a big chacham, his chacham didn't help him. His Torah didn't help him, nothing helped him. Even though an avera can cancel a mitzvah, but an avera can't cancel Torah. Shenemar kiner mitzvah the Torah, or ala over derech mikra amru v'ala porik ol azharas avera. That's about someone who violates something once in a while. But someone who consistently violates something, so then the avera can even be mechabe Torah. What the Chofetz Chaim says over and over is that since the mouth is used for Torah, the person who speaks Lashon Hara his mouth is pagum. His mouth is messed up. So the Torah is not a complete Torah. There's something lacking in the Torah itself, or lacking in the tefillah, because the same mouth that he's using for his Inyanei Kedusha, he's using for his Inyanei Tumah, for his Lashon Hara.